Good morning. This is Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We have been talking about just some random thoughts that I had about God and God's nature and all that. So I want to continue with that this morning. This morning I want to talk a little bit about God's heart of redemption. One of the things that that is often difficult for many people to understand, and this is something I think I mentioned in one of the other earlier messages, is the way God commanded his people to come into the land of Canaan and just wipe out the nations that were there. There was just mass slaughter, and people were killed, and they were commanded by God to do that. And this can be a very difficult thing to understand for a lot of people. And you know, I don't feel like I have the perfect answer to it, but you know, I just want to talk about that a little bit. In Genesis, you know, when God first commanded Abraham to come out of his homeland, go into Canaan, you know, said something there in one place about that the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full. And it's right in the area also where chapter 15, that God's promise to Abraham about giving him all this land. It also talks about the same place about Sodom and Gomorrah and how it was an exceedingly wicked place, and all these things were going on even back then already. And then he says that the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full, so it gives an indication that there was some real evil things going on there that God needed to wipe out in order to cleanse the land and without the shedding of blood there's no forgiveness of sins, and that the life is in the blood, and the life is given for the sins of mankind. So now, what I want to look at also is throughout that you see God's heart through the children of Israel as they travel through this land, and one of the things that God's desire was that they often kind of missed was the fact that he wanted there to be an accurate representation of himself in the land for the Gentiles to see and for them to come to the light. Isaiah chapter 60 kind of talks a little bit about that, how I'm just going to read parts of Isaiah chapter 60. It says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together, they come to thee, for thy sons shall come from afar, thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." And this is God's heart throughout this. It shows up in different places throughout the Old Testament, throughout the children of Israel's travels, and throughout the especially in Isaiah. But there's probably not too many places that comes out quite as loud and clear here that this is God's heart. God's heart is for the Gentiles to see the light, to come to the light. And we see a few little examples of that in Joshua, for example. There's Rahab the harlot, and how, because she believed, she was able to enter into that fellowship with the children of Israel, and got into the line of where the kingly line where Jesus eventually came from. Another example is Ruth. you know, there's a place where it talks about the Moabites, because of how they tricked the children of Israel and what they did to them. There was never supposed to be a Moabite coming to the camp of Israel, ever. And yet, Ruth, because of her faith, because she, her commitment to her mother-in-law or whatever, she was allowed to come in and become a part of it. And this has been the heart of God throughout all of history, is for there to be an accurate representation of him in his people in the Old Testament, and that is still the heart of God in the New Testament as we look at how what God's desire is for us. And, you know, we have these, you know, maybe selfish motives or whatever in coming to Christ, but really what God's heart is for there to be an accurate representation of him, somebody that will display his glories in this earth here on this land. And that's the redemptive heart of God throughout all of history. He wants his light to shine. He wants it to be seen. Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth. We are even, it says, the light of the world. And that is the purpose for our being here. That's the purpose for our life, for our service to Christ, is that we are that light that shines out into the nations. So I'm going to end there for this morning. God's blessings to you all, to shine as lights in a dark and perverse world.